Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today is the 45th anniversary of Colorado's horrific law, which decriminalized the killing of innocent children in various circumstances. Colorado was the second state to do this in the modern era of the abortion holocaust. Mississippi was first in 1966 with abortion for rape. You kill a child because of the crimes of his father, her father. Then Colorado in 67, 2 months later, California. It was a Republican governor in Colorado that signed our abortion law. The Republican governor in California signed their abortion law. And then 19 states, one after the other, began to decriminalize child killing, all before Roe v. Wade. So the idea that it was five justices in black robes that forced this on the American people, actually seven, right? And it was a Republican decision. Roe v. Wade, there was a Republican majority on the court, and it was a Republican, Harry Blackmun, who wrote the Roe v. Wade opinion of the court. And it was Republicans who passed the horrendous bill to say that children should be killed in all 50 states in America. So it was a great crisis. Now, fast forward to today, the personhood movement is thriving. This very day in Oklahoma, in fact, I'm looking at NewsOK, newsok.com, the state's most trusted news for news at the State House, at the governor's office, a story by senior reporter Michael McNutt, pressure grows on Oklahoma House Republicans to take up the personhood bill, and the deadline is tomorrow. So just go to coloradorighttolife.org or go to our website, kgov.com, and get the phone number to call the governor and give them a call there in Oklahoma and say, please bring up personhood for a vote because we have the votes to pass it, and Oklahoma could be the first state then to make the effort to enforce the God-given right to life of unborn children. So what happened 45 years ago today in the Colorado State Capitol, in the Supreme Court chambers? Well, to tell that story, let's back up to 5 years ago, and then we'll talk about what's happened in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, Colorado Right to Life hosted an event in the Supreme Court chambers in the Capitol where our Republican governor, 40 years earlier to the very day, had signed into law Colorado's abortion bill decriminalizing child killing for various reasons, rape, incest, various health considerations. So abortion for rape and incest, which is the position of many politicians at National Right to Life, Mitt Romney, and so on. Well, abortion for rape and incest, that's the position that launched our modern child holocaust. Abortion for rape and incest, that which then Representative Dick Lamb was advocating, Democrat Dick Lamb, is the position today of many pro-life groups and Republican politicians. So the same position that opened the floodgates of child killing in America is the position held by many alleged pro-lifers today. So that was pointed out at that event. It was standing room only in the Supreme Court chambers at the Capitol. Many legislators were there, many pro-life leaders, not only from Colorado, but from around the country, many pro-life activists. And we filmed a documentary called Focus on the Strategy there. A year earlier, the president of Colorado Right to Life, Diane Hochevar, she said this at the March for Life a year and a half before. She said, next year will be the 40th anniversary of abortion being decriminalized in America. Next year, we need to do something. We can't let that significant milestone pass without some kind of a plan for what to do. So Leslie Hanks and I got together and we said, what can we do? How about this? And we came up with two ideas. Let's create a pledge, 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment. And many, many people in Colorado and around the country signed that pledge, 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment to never compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder. And then the pledge explained why regulating child killing was wrong. It was immoral and it was counterproductive. And it took judges who were ostensibly pro-life, and it convinced those judges who upheld our abortion regulations, it convinced them that the child has no right to life from their creator, and that the government has every right to regulate, to decide how, when, where you can kill an innocent child. That's why today there's not a single pro-life justice left on the U.S. Supreme Court. Not one, because of decades of pro-lifers trying to regulate child killing. So that was the first plan. Create a pledge, 40 years, 50 million dead, one commitment. And that was done. Colorado Right to Life did that in person, in print, on the internet. And then to hold an event in the Supreme Court chambers where the governor of the state, 40 years earlier to the very day, decriminalized child killing in Colorado. And we would call that 40 years in the wilderness, that event. If you would like to see that event, we have a DVD of the entire event available at Colorado Right to Life or available right here at Bob and Yurt Live. You could go to our website, kgov.com. You can get that. And we have a concise presentation of what happened that day in a documentary called Focus on the Strategy. It's actually the second installment of the trilogy. That is called Focus on the Strategy 2. 7 days before that anniversary. So we have this plan to put on this event, a stunning event with the strongest pro-life leaders from around the country, including Judy Brown, president of American Life League, and Alan Keyes, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and the Reverend Flip Benham, the head of Operation Rescue National, and many others, and pro-life leaders who had been in the battle for 40 years since 1967 were in that room. 7 days earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court issued their partial birth abortion ruling. And Christians and pro-lifers, leaders, organizations all over the country were celebrating the victory of the partial birth abortion ban. They were thanking God for that ruling, thanking God for it. We here at Bob and Yurt Live, we got the ruling. You just look it up and you read it. It's only, what, 40 pages? We read the ruling and saw that it was the most brutally wicked ruling in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court. It was a virtual abortion manual. It was a late-term abortion manual explaining to the abortionist all the different ways that they could kill that same unborn child. They said, you can't do a partial birth abortion. You can't deliver the baby breech, feet first, up to the neck, and then stab him in the back of the neck and kill him and then remove his head. You can't do that. But you can kill the baby this way. And then they began to list all the ways that it would be legal to kill that same baby. And they said, literally, they said you could give him an injection of a poison into his cardio sac and stop his heart. And then you could remove him however you want. Or you could dismember the fetus. And they talked about explicit particulars about using forceps and tearing apart the body and ripping the legs and the arms off the body and killing the fetus and then removing the rest of the body from the mother. They gave all these details. And they said, now, these different ways of killing the fetus, some of them are more painful than partial birth abortion, but that's not the goal of this bill. The goal of this bill is to improve the image of the abortion industry. And partial birth abortion looks bad because you're delivering the baby while the baby's alive, and then you're killing them at the last minute. So kill them first and then get rid of the body. That's the ruling. Or the ruling even said that under some circumstances, you could do a partial birth abortion, a textbook partial birth abortion. Or you could pull the baby out to the navel, to the belly button, and then kill him. They actually say this. It is the most brutally wicked, vicious ruling in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court. It's just stunningly wicked. So we contacted pro-life leader after leader after leader who were praising this ruling, and we begged them to read the ruling, and leader after leader after leader came out and repented. Some of them repented on this very radio program, like Judge Roy Moore. And he came on and he said, I apologize. In fact, we have the transcript. It's at AmericanRightToLife.org and excerpts. And you could hear the interview. And he said, I didn't read it. I just believed what I heard from other pro-life ministries. And he said, it is a horrific, wicked ruling. So leaders that came out to condemn the partial birth abortion ruling from the Supreme Court included Judge Roy Moore, the Ten Commandments judge, Chief Justice from the state of Alabama, former Chief Justice, Ambassador Alan Keyes, John Archibald, founder of National Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life, co-founder, Dr. Charles Rice, Notre Dame Law School, the editors of Human Life Alliance, Reverend Tom Eitenauer, President of Human Life International, Dr. Patrick Johnston of Pro-Life Physicians, Jim Rudd, editor, Covenant News, Steve Dace, we all know Steve Dace, right? Brilliant talk show host out of Iowa, syndicated nationally on Salem Radio. Erica Tormson, webmaster, Theology Online. Jim Anderson, Life Commercials. Judy Zabick, Michigan Personhood Leader. Matt Truella, Missionaries to the Preborn. Greg Jackson, talk show host, best-selling conservative author, Greg Jackson. Joe Scott, Pro-Life Colorado. Chuck Baldwin, Crossroad Baptist Church. The Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. Randall Terry. The Representative Don Dwyer, Maryland House of Representatives. Bob Dornan, 20-year U.S. Congressman. Nellie Gray, founder of the D.C. March for Life. Gualberto Garcia Jones, Personhood Colorado. Cal Zastro, Personhood USA. Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life. And the list goes on and on. Leaders who came out condemning the partial birth abortion ban because of how brutally wicked it is. And then a number of us wrote a letter, an open letter to Dr. Dobson, and I'm holding copies of it in my hand right here. And these are from newspapers. This is the Colorado Springs Gazette. Actual newspaper from May 23rd, 2007, full page ad, open letter to Dr. Dobson, an open letter to Dr. James Dobson with the headline, Dobson thanks God for brutally wicked ruling. High Court creates new partial birth abortion technique. Focus on the Family makes false claims about the PBA ruling. That open letter, full page, ran in newspapers all over the country. I'm holding one here from the Birmingham News. That was published in that newspaper for, I think it was $7,000, that one letter, so that Judge Roy Moore would read it because that's where his ministry is located. And here we have one from the Daily Journal, which is Northern Mississippi. Their newspaper, full page letter, that was published in that newspaper because that's where the American Family Association is located. And at the bottom of the ad, it says, please ask the American Family Association to join the leaders condemning this evil ruling. Please support personhood. So years later, this ad ran in the Washington Times and newspapers all over the country, strategically selected, because we don't have unlimited funds, to reach movers and shakers in the pro-life movement. And 5 years later, there is a personhood movement that is on fire. In fact, if anybody listening to this, if you'd like one of these, you can't get these. These are history. This is history. If you'd like one of these, if you could make a large donation to American Right to Life or Colorado Right to Life, I'll send you one of these. I'll send you the original. I'm holding the original. But if you could make, and you can't replace these, right? Could you go back and get a May 23rd issue of the Colorado Springs Gazette? I don't think so. If you could, please get us a whole batch. We'd like more originals. But if you could make a donation, maybe $500, maybe $1,000 to Colorado Right to Life, and let us know here at Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. I'll send you one of these originals. So what happened is Dr. James Dobson put out a newsletter, and he wrote this, admitting the primary claim we made. And he wrote, Dr. Dobson wrote, and you could read it. Just go to AmericanRightToLife.org/PBA for the partial birth abortion ban. And you'll see Dr. Dobson's quote, and you'll see it on his own website. Quote, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. Not one baby. Yet we have a spreadsheet that was produced by a CPA that was asked by American Right to Life to put together, document how much money was raised in the 15-year partial birth abortion fundraising effort nationwide. And it's over $250 million. Over $250 million by Focus on the Family, National Right to Life, AUL, over $250 million in a 15-year distraction to pass a bill that from the beginning had no authority to prevent a single abortion, not one. So we produced this documentary in the Supreme Court chambers that day, April 25th, 2007, and we played audio from Focus on the Family, their support staff, telling people partial birth abortion bans late term abortion, no longer third trimester, no abortions. Now that wasn't true. That was complete fabrication. But that's what Christians believed. We showed video and audio of pro-life leaders misrepresenting the partial birth abortion ban. And actually, there was a threatened lawsuit against Focus on the Family. I don't think I've ever said that publicly. We threatened a lawsuit for them misleading their donors. And Dr. Dobson, in his next newsletter, came out acknowledging ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. Well, that was known from the beginning. We had been arguing that for 15 years. Focus on the Strategy 2 was a sequel to the first one. The first one was produced a couple years earlier. We were invited to go to Focus on the Family and give a presentation to their public policy division. And I gave the presentation. Half a dozen men from Denver Bible Church were there, Tom Minery and a number of his staff. And we laid out the case. We showed them, and they had to agree, that ending partial birth abortion would not stop a single abortion. But they were so committed to ending partial birth abortion, even though it would only make the abortion industry look better. We would clean up their act. We're doing the heavy lifting for Planned Parenthood. We're making their industry look more humane and more reasonable. We are the pro-lifers. But even though it would never stop a single abortion, it brought in hundreds of millions of dollars. With that event at the Capitol, 40 years in the wilderness, Colorado Right to Life was determined to no longer continue to stay silent with this kind of betrayal common among pro-life leaders. So Colorado Right to Life went public with these open letters to Dr. Dobson. And you know what? They're very strong, but they're written in love. Pleading with Dr. Dobson, you have led many people to trust in Jesus Christ. So it is with love and great sadness that we admonish you. And these open letters are signed by Reverend Tom Eitenhower, President, Human Life International, Alan Keyes, Ambassador, Flip Benham, Operation Rescue, Judy Brown, President of American Life League, and others, signing these letters to Dr. Dobson. So American Right to Life held a leadership summit. We had 30 leaders from around the country come to Denver, and we launched American Right to Life. In order to be, you know, good cop, bad cop, somebody needed to hold accountable the pro-life organizations that had betrayed the innocent. They sold out to fundraisers, attorneys, and politicians. And that was the role that American Right to Life was given. And I'd say between then and now, they've done a great job. And I'm involved with, I'm a spokesman for American Right to Life. Their board meets in Denver about once a month. We unfurled the world's largest protest sign on the Rocky Mountains overlooking the Denver metropolitan area. DNC destroys unborn children when Barack Obama came to town. We sewed together 2,400 sheets. The sign was 666 feet wide, 580 feet tall. The world's largest protest sign. We held hospitality suites in Kansas City and in Washington, D.C. when National Right to Life opposes personhood. They support exceptions and regulating child killing. So they would hold their annual conference. They'd be at the Hyatt in the basement. American Right to Life would rent the top floor of the Hyatt. Multiple penthouses all attached. We created a theater. We called it Ford's Theater. Maybe that was in bad taste. We had Abraham Lincoln in full regalia standing, inviting people into the theater, showing Focus on the Strategy. Hors d'oeuvres and drinks from morning till evening, day after day, night after night, at National Right to Life's annual conventions, teaching hundreds of pro-life activists that we need to support personhood, the right to life of the unborn child. So the presentation at Focus on the Family, that was Focus on the Strategy. The event in the Capitol, 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years later to the very day, that was Focus on the Strategy too. Then Focus on the Strategy 3 was produced and recorded at a local pro-life banquet, the three-pronged strategy to end abortion, criminalize, demoralize, and evangelize. For decades, National Right to Life had told their activists, don't mention God when we're trying to end abortion. They mention God in their fundraisers, but they tell people, they train people, don't mention God, we're going to win this based on the laws of science. The problem is the laws of science don't even use the words right and wrong. You can't show that abortion is wrong by science. Is it wrong to destroy fish eggs by science? Of course not. Chicken eggs? Science doesn't deal with right and wrong. So Focus on the Strategy, three-pronged solution to the abortion holocaust to end it. Criminalize, demoralize, evangelize. Recriminalize the intentional killing of unborn children. Demoralize, create unbearable social tension, and ensure that there's no child killing with tranquility in order to coerce the government to stop the injustice of the killing of innocent children. And finally, evangelize, persuade individuals by education and evangelism to honor the God-given right to life. Amendment 48 was introduced in Colorado. It was defeated by a 3-to-1 margin. Personhood USA was launched. Amendment 62 was put on the ballot in Colorado. It narrowed the gap to a 2-to-1 loss. And that trend is only a defeat if we give up. Otherwise, it's a stepping stone toward victory. Mississippi introduced their personhood amendment. They did even better than Colorado had done. ProLifeProfiles.com was launched, giving people the opportunity to know the truth about pro-life leaders, alleged pro-life leaders, and true leaders, and organizations. American Right to Life published some significant resources and articles. Burning Buildings and Half a Loaf. Rebecca Kiesling endorsed some of the resources at American Right to Life, have the most extraordinary endorsements. Rebecca Kiesling, who's the one who brought the governor of Texas to support personhood and oppose exceptions, Rebecca Kiesling wrote, "This is one of the best articles I have ever written. Thanks, Judah Myers, another pro-life hero, for alerting me to it. I really appreciate good thinking. Wow, for Burning Buildings and Half a Loaf at American Right to Life, exposing the pro-life cliches designed to turn people against personhood. That's the pro-life cliches. So many of the resources at American Right to Life have been endorsed in the most powerful terms. I'll give you an example. This abortion vigilante worksheet, which convinces many Christians that it's wrong to kill an abortionist. Listen to this from Dr. Rhonda Shervin, who is a professor of ethics in California. She writes this, "Dear American Right to Life, I just read your abortion vigilante worksheet. I am a pro-life professor of ethics. I plan to use this in class. It is the best thing on this subject I have ever read. I just want to thank you profusely for devising it, Dr. Rhonda Shervin." You should hear U.S. Congressman Bob Dornan's endorsement for Focus on the Strategy 2, where he says, "You got to get that documentary."
Your documentary, everybody in America who wants to be part of a good fight, they must get that documentary on the strategy.
Everybody in America. So much has been done in the last 5 years to where now today there is a battle royale in Oklahoma at the Capitol with Christians from every pro-life denomination, every pro-life group, bringing pressure to bear on the governor and the Republicans because they're the ones, the obstructionists, who are stopping personhood from becoming law in Oklahoma. And what, we got to wait for the Supreme Court to change? The Supreme Court is not going to change until the states say it is outrageous that you allow the killing of children. We've got to rise up and lead the Supreme Court. We don't wait for the Supreme Court. So much has happened. Now 300,000 signatures have been collected in Colorado. 300,000 for personhood, over a million nationwide. So if you want one of these newspapers, let us know about a large donation to American Right to Life or Colorado Right to Life. You'll get it. God bless you. One of my lifelong heroes, a 20-year congressman, worked with Ronald Reagan to fight abortion at a federal level. This is Congressman Bob Dornan. Bob, welcome to Bob Benyard Live.
Reverend Bob Benyard, for the rest of my life, I'm indebted to you. I got your documentary, Focus on the Strategy, that you gave me seven simple words that I will never look at another piece of pro-life legislation without saying those words.
But what are those seven words?
Those seven words, and then you can kill the baby.
It's a bad law if it says, and then you could kill the baby.
And then you can kill the baby. If you do this, that real notification, your documentary, everybody in America who wants to be part of a good fight, they must get that documentary on the strategy.
Thank you, Bob Dornan. That was Bob Dornan. U.S. Congressman fought for life for many years. We appreciate him and are thrilled with his endorsement for our video, Focus on the Strategy.